Hello friends, today I'm going to explain the simplex algorithm. So what is the simplex algorithm? The simplex algorithm is a method used in mathematical optimization to solve linear programming problems.
The simplex algorithm.
Another prank, another prank, it's another prank call show. They make some fucking funny phone calls. It's another prank call show. Yeah!
Hello, I'm your host, Richard. You're listening to Bonersode 39 for January 28th, 2020, produced by Jeremy I. Thanks, Jeremy, for your support, but to hell with you, because I want to talk about my friend Simplex, who I'm dedicating this Bonersode to. Simplex is a longtime member of the Discord community, a comedic genius, and an all-around fun person to chat with. He recently returned from a three-month stint at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, where he was teaching a course on repairing delicate electronics after accidentally ejaculating all over them. Glad to have you back, Simplex. This one's for you.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Linda?
Yes.
Hey, it's Cody with the HOA.
Yeah?
And I was just calling because tomorrow I'm going to be sending my nephew over for just a couple of hours around noon. He's recently unemployed, and so I'm just going to be sending him to random houses. And, you know, he's just willing to help out, you know, do chores or maintenance, whatever you might have for him to do.
I really don't have anything right now. Nicholas was here today and did some stuff for me. So,
just kind of tidying up, or
I can't think of anything right now. I'm sorry.
He's got kids of his own to feed and everything. So, you know, his name's Sam. You might have seen him around. He's been going to random houses around here lately. Sam Plex. And
And I'm not really going to be home tomorrow much, so...
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, he can do outside work.
I really don't need anything, but I'll keep your name, okay?
Oh, no, I'm definitely going to be sending him over. This is, it's not really an optional thing. I'm just kind of making it mandatory for all the residents here, because I'm pretty much, like, second in command, you know, below Gina, so... Yeah, it's going to be a mandatory thing, and he'll just be there for a couple of hours. Just whatever you got.
He's,
you know,
not, no.
Meaningless,
I don't
busy
have anything
work
for him to do. I don't want him to come here.
No,
I don't feel comfortable with this.
Well,
if I want somebody to do something for me, I will reach out and do that on my own.
Well, no, it's just, think of it as like part of the HOA dues, you know? Like, in fact...
No, I'm not going to. I really don't need anything right now.
Oh, okay. Well,
so,
he's going to be there whether you like it or not, so just...
There's nothing for him to do, and I'm not going to give him any money.
Well, okay, we'll just put it in your HOA dues then. That's fine.
Going to do that either. I don't need anything done. Don't call me anymore.
Well, what are you, a cheapskate or something? I mean, we can put it in your...
Yeah, I guess I am. If I need something done, I will reach out to find somebody to do it.
Okay, well, he's going to be there tomorrow, and we're just going to add it to your HOA dues.
I don't want... No, you better not.
Oh, we're definitely going to do it.
What is your name again?
I already okayed this with Gina, the property manager.
Too bad.
So...
No.
Oh,
there
no.
will be, I will not pay anything.
Oh,
there's nothing to do here.
Yeah, you don't have to pay him cash. We'll put it in your HOA. Linda?
Hello?
Oh, hey, Sherry?
Yes.
Hey, it's Richard with the HOA.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I was just calling because my son, he's recently unemployed.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm going to be sending him over to your house tomorrow at about noon. And he's just going to be there for a few hours to, you know, just kind of help out, just do chores or clean up, maintenance, whatever you have on hand.
I don't have anything. What you got?
Oh, just, you know, he's just kind of an all-around handyman.
Uh-huh.
So.
What's his name?
Sam Plex.
Sam Plex? Do I know you, or?
This is Richard Plex. I work for Gina. I'm her assistant.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He's just going to be there for, you know, just a few hours, and if you don't have any cash on you, that's fine. We'll just add it to your HOA dues, but...
Yeah, right, okay. Uh-huh.
No, it's serious. You know, like, he can do, you know, light maintenance or...
Uh-huh.
You know, just chores, laundry, whatever, you know?
Well, we're actually in good shape.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm sure you'll find something for him to do by tomorrow.
I doubt it.
But yeah, he'll...
Wish I could, but I don't have anything.
Oh, no, this isn't like a request. We're making it mandatory. We're just kind of sorting them, you know, just kind of at random through the neighborhood. Like, he's going to be at your house tomorrow, and then, you know, somebody else's house the next day.
Random at our house, what time's he going to be there?
Oh, he'll be to yours at 12 o'clock tomorrow, at about noon.
We're not going to be here, so...
Oh, that's fine. He can do yard work, outside stuff, whatever.
We don't need anything.
We don't need anything.
But yeah, you might as well put him to work, because, you know, it's your money, so...
What do you mean it's our money?
Well, I just mean, you know, it's going to go on your HOA dues, so you might as well just, you know, find something. Don't let it go to waste, you know?
What do you mean it's going to go on our HOA dues?
You know, his payment. Like, if you don't have cash on you, we can put it on your HOA dues.
Well, good luck getting cash from us or getting anything on our HOA, so...
Oh, okay. Well,
anyway, well, I'm not quite for sure. This call's not making a lot of sense to me.
What doesn't make sense?
The fact that you're trying to tell me you're going to have somebody come by our house...
Yeah. It's, you know, he needs work, and, you know...
He needs work. You know what, Mike? I have a nephew that needs work. Can I send him over to your house?
No, that's stupid. That doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
No, see, the difference here is that I'm like, kind of second in command to Gina, you know, the property manager. And so I can pretty much make up the rules around here, so...
Okay.
Hey, is that Tom in the background?
Uh-huh.
Can you tell Tom to shut the fuck up? Because I'm trying to have a conversation with you.
Fuck you.
And he's just fucking rambling in the background.
No, I don't even know who this guy is. You're crazy.
This is Richard.
You're cray-cray. You're cray-cray, Richard. Get another drink or smoke another little something and go night-night, okay?
No, this isn't a joke, ma'am. He's going to be there tomorrow at about noon.
Good. Well, when he gets here and he gets on my property, just tell him to, you know, don't touch anything. If he does, I'll call the police.
No, he's got our permission, so it's not a police matter.
Yeah, my permission. Bye-bye.
Yeah, we don't need your permission.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Tom?
Yeah.
It's Richard with the HOA. I was talking to Sherry a minute ago.
Yeah.
And I don't know if she was drunk or what, if there was a miscommunication, but I was just trying to explain to her that my son is going to be there tomorrow at about noon.
Yeah.
And she started saying something about her nephew coming over to my house. I don't know what she was getting at, but yeah, no, my son is unemployed, so I'm going to be sending him over to your house tomorrow just, you know, for a few hours to help out, do maintenance, whatever.
You're psycho.
Well, we don't need anything, okay?
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's going to cost you on your HOA dues, so you might as well find something for him to do.
It's not going to cost me jack shit, dude.
I don't know
who you are.
Yeah,
Who are you?
I work for Gina. I'm her assistant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
You're psycho.
You're full of shit.
See, now Sherry's rambling. Can you tell Sherry to shut the fuck up?
Hey, why don't you come over here? I got something for you. Come on over instead of waiting until 12.
No.
I got something for you.
No, I'm not coming over. It's going to be my son.
It's called a 45. It's called a 45.
Oh, you can't threaten to shoot people. That's against the law.
Oh, hey, I shoot your dumb ass.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Linda?
Who's calling?
It's Richard with the HOA.
Okay.
And I'm just calling to let you know that my son, he's recently unemployed, so I'm going to be sending him over to your house for a couple of hours tomorrow just to kind of help out, you know, just do chores or maintenance.
No, you're not.
I am. He's going to be there at about 12 o'clock.
No, I'm not going to be here. I don't want him.
Oh, that's fine. You don't have to be there. He can do outside work, you know, yard work, whatever. But
no.
Well,
and
no,
you're not with the HOA.
Of course I am. I work for Gina.
What's your last name?
Plex.
What's your last name?
Plex.
Well, I don't know you, and I don't want your son over here.
Okay, you don't have to know me. I work for Gina, the property manager.
I don't want him. I don't want to argue.
Well, I'm not arguing with you. I'm just telling you he's going to be there tomorrow.
Pardon?
I'm not arguing with you. I'm telling you he's going to be there tomorrow.
No, he's not. Don't send him over here.
Well, he's going to be there, so you might as well just put him to work.
Well, I'm not going to have him. I'm not going to pay him, so don't even bother.
Oh, no, you don't have to pay him up front. It'll just be included with your...
I'm not paying him at all. Do not call me.
No, it'll be with your...
No,
ma'am,
I'm telling you no.
Hey, Linda?
Hello?
Oh, hey, Linda. It's Richard again. I just wanted to let you know that... This is Richard again with the HOA, and I just wanted to let you know that we're going to be adding the fee onto your HOA due.
You are not.
Oh, yes.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Quit.
Yeah, we definitely are.
No.
That's why I was saying you might as well just find something for him to do, because otherwise it's just kind of a waste of money, you know?
You're going to be adding on... No, you're not.
Yeah,
goodbye.
Yeah, of course. And also, Linda. Damn it.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Ellie?
Uh-huh?
Hey, it's Richard with the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
Hey, I was just calling because my son, Sam, he's recently unemployed, and so I'm going to be sending him over to your house tomorrow at about noon to just kind of help out and do some chores or maintenance.
I'm not going to be home then, and we're leaving on vacation.
That's okay. Yeah, he can do outside work, yard work, whatever. It's just he's going to be there for a couple of hours. I'm just kind of rotating him through the neighborhood.
How much does he charge?
We're just going to put it on your HOA due, so you don't have to have any cash on hand.
Okay. It's just the reason I'm saying is this isn't a convenient time because I'm in the throes of trying to get all things ready to go, and we got a different car, and I have to do stuff with that, and Spanish class, and on and on and on. But
he speaks Spanish. He can help you out. He can tutor you.
Okay, that'd be good. But anyway, what I'm saying is, when we get back from our trip, if you give me a number I should call, then we might, have something.
Or he can help you pack, too. Like, if you're leaving, tomorrow.
Not me. He can't help pack. I'm almost packed.
Oh, Well, what about...
Yeah, no.
What about John?
No, he wouldn't be interested either, but at this...
It's not really... an optional thing. Like, I'm just... Like, he's going to be over there regardless. So, it's costing you, so you might as well, put him to work one way or another, because...
Yeah, no, well, listen... We might have something for him to do when we get back and get things, decided. So,
okay. Well, yeah, if tomorrow doesn't work, then, I can send him elsewhere, but just keep in mind, there's going to be a cancellation fee. So that's why I say you might as well just kind of find something for him to do,
I don't think there can be a cancellation fee because we didn't ask for anything.
Oh, no, it's, it's just kind of a rule that I made up on the fly because, I'm pretty much in charge around here while Gina's away. And, I'm just kind of second in command to Gina. Yep, I'll just add it on to your HOA due one way or another.
No. Tell us who to call when we get back if we have something for him to do.
Yeah, that's fine. I can send him over again, later on, but... for tomorrow,
As for tomorrow, do not send him, because we don't want him to do anything until we've decided on something.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. I'll just put the cancellation fee on your next due, then.
Don't put the cancellation. What is your name again, and what's your son's name?
My name's Richard, and my son's name is Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Last name is Plex. Sam Plex.
Excuse me?
Sam Plex is my son's name.
Oh, Samplex. Okay. And is there a number to call?
Oh, yeah. It's just the one on your caller ID. That's the best one.
I don't see any caller ID. I'm on my house phone. I don't...
Oh, you don't have caller ID? Jeez. 2020. Yeah,
but anyway, there's nothing showing up.
It's 31...
Okay, but don't charge us anything because...
Oh, yeah, no, it's a $45 cancellation fee, so...
That's crazy. Yeah, don't hold your breath on getting it.
Okay, well, you'll be in arrears if you don't pay it, by next month, so...
We don't pay something we didn't ask for.
Yeah, I know you didn't ask for it, but what we're going to be billing you, an extra... $45 on your next due.
You won't be getting it. Sorry.
Well, bye. Okay. You'll be in arrears, and that it snowballs from.
Hello.
Oh, hey, Marcia.
Yes.
Hey, it's Richard with the HOA.
Yes.
Hey, I was just calling to let you know that next weekend on Saturday, I'm gonna be sending my son over at about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. He's recently unemployed, so I'm just going to be sending him your way to just kind of help out, do chores, whatever you can find for him to do.
Well, we're not going to be here to find anything,
Okay. Well, if you think of anything, just, put a note on your door or something, cause that way he can do it while he's there.
Okay.
Cause yeah, it's just going to be on your next HOA due anyways.
Like, what's going to be on there? An extra charge?
Yeah, just, the extra service fee for Sam coming over. My son's name, his name is Sam.
Well, I don't think I need him to come over. I don't want to pay an extra fee. Hold on just a minute.
This is Troy. Who is this?
Oh, hey, Troy. It's Richard with the HOA.
Richard, HOA, okay.
Yeah, I was just telling Marcia on Saturday, my son Sam, you know, he's recently unemployed, and so I'm just going to send him over your way, and, you know, he can do maintenance, chores, you know.
We're not going to be here. We're leaving tomorrow to go to Dallas for 7 days.
Oh, okay. So well, yeah, that's...
Appreciate the opportunity, but we're not going to be here for him to do anything.
Well, like I was telling Marcia, it's going to be on your HOA dues anyway, so if you can think of something, you know, just, you know, put a note on your door, because otherwise you're just flushing money down the toilet, you know?
No, I'm not flushing anything down the toilet, because I haven't agreed to this, so I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, no, it's not really like an agreement kind of thing. It's more just mandatory for everyone. Yeah, I'm just kind of rotating him through the neighborhood, because, you know, he needs, you know, work, and he's got mouths to feed, so...
So who are you now?
My name is Richard. I work for Gina.
Who's Gina?
The property manager.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, well, you ought to pull your head out of the sand and pay attention to what's going on around here lately.
Pull my head out of the sand?
Yeah.
Hey, dude, let me tell you something. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, that's fine. He, you know, he'll be there, and if you don't have anything for him to do, that's fine, too.
He ain't going to be at my house, and I ain't going to pay no money for nothing.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be on your HOA dues. It'll be due next month, so.
Yeah, if it is, then they can take that and crumble it up in their pack and smoke it.
Oh, well, that's not a very nice thing to say, but...
Well, you told me to put my head in the sand, so that's not...
No, I didn't. No, I told you to pull your head out of the sand.
Out of the sand, okay.
Because if you don't know the property manager, it's like...
Yeah, you just disconnect my number from you, okay? You got that?
Oh, okay. Well, anyways, it'll be on your HOA due, whether you like it or not, motherfucker.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Troy, it's Richard again. Hey, I just wanted to let you know, since you hung up on me... We're going to be adding a $25 motherfucker fee to your HOA due.
A $25 motherfucker fee? Let me tell you something, dude.
I'm not a dude.
Yeah, you are. You are a dude.
No, I'm a woman.
You are a dude.
You're assuming my gender.
You show right on up at my house, and you'll see what happens.
I'm not showing up at your house, you stupid fuck.
I'm calling the police on you right now.
No, I'm not showing up at your house. What are you talking about? I'm setting my son over on Saturday.
Hello.
Oh, hey, Jerry?
CK.
CK.
Who's this?
It's Cody with the HOA.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, I was just calling to let you know my nephew, Sam Plex, he's unemployed, and so I'm going to be sending him over to your place tomorrow just to kind of help out, you know, just busy work, chores, whatever you got for him, and he'll be there at about noon, so I just want to let you know to expect him.
What's his background?
Oh, he's just kind of a jack-of-all-trades kind of guy. He can do chores or tidy up and, you know, maintenance, light maintenance, whatever you got. Just find something for him to do. He'll be there for a couple of hours.
Well, what if we're not here? It's just kind of...
Yeah, that's fine. He can do outside work, yard work, whatever.
Yeah, this is kind of blindsided, though. I don't understand this. I understand that... Is there a complaint about our situation here?
No, it's no complaint or anything. It's just, he needs work, and he's my nephew, and he's got kids of his own to feed, so I just figured I'll just help him out, you know?
Well, yeah, are you just calling it random, or are you just trying to do this? I understand the situation, and I appreciate that, but out of the blind like this, I don't know him, I don't know you.
Yeah. I work for Gina, you know, the property manager, so I'm kind of second in command, so that's why pretty much I just run the show around here, you know, she's just kind of a figurehead.
You are who?
I'm sorry, what was your question?
What's your name? I don't even know you, do I?
Oh, my name's Cody. Like I said, I work for Gina, the property manager, but let's face it, she's just a windbag. I'm really the one that runs the show around here, so, yep,
well, what I say goes. I would have rather have... something in writing or something of this nature to warning. I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't send anybody by tomorrow.
Oh, no, he's definitely coming over. Yeah, I'm making it a mandatory thing. I'm just going to rotate him to the neighborhood. It's not going to be every day at your house. Just your tomorrow, and then he'll be somewhere else the next day.
Well, with him, I don't believe he's really welcome here until I get a little bit more information.
Yeah, he's welcome. He's my nephew, so it's not like it's a total stranger.
He's not welcome on my property, okay?
No, I mean, like I said, he can work outside, but...
I understand what you're talking about, but that's my property.
And then also, if you don't have any cash on you, or if you're not there, that's fine.
It has nothing to do with it at all.
We can add...
That has absolutely nothing to do with it at all, Cody. just out of the blue. This is not the way to handle that kind of business. I understand your concern, and I really do appreciate your concern for your nephew.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, it's... But you're making this into a big deal. Like, what are you, a cheapskate or something?
It is a big deal when you're saying you're going to put somebody on my property without any prior warning.
Yeah, but he's going to be there to help. He's not going to, like, eat your food and do damage. He's going to clean up.
You know, I understand, Cody. I understand where you're coming from.
He can reorder.
This is not the way to go about it, okay, Cody? He's not welcome on my property.
Well, he's going to be there tomorrow, whether you like it or not. So, you know, you might as well put him to work.
Now I can take umbrage with that.
No, no.
And I don't want to get legal about this situation.
No, no. You're part of the HOA. You got to obey the rules around here. I'm making it a
manager. I don't have to obey the rules by letting somebody on my property.
Oh, yes, you do.
That I don't want on my property.
It's in the contract. So you just got to deal with it. And look, it's costing you money anyways. So you might as well put him to work, you know. Don't let your money go to waste.
I am not going to put him to work. I am not going to do this by a telephone call.
Oh, no,
this is not the way to handle it.
Yeah, you're...
And I will appeal to the Homeowners Association.
Well, I'm...
And Cody,
like I said, I'm in charge. So, you know, your appeal is going to fall on deaf ears.
I'm in charge of my own property, Cody. I own this piece of property.
Well, it's a piece of shit property, first of all. You need to have Sam come over there and clean it up, to be honest. You know?
That's between me and the Homeowners Association.
Well, I am the HOA, you know? Let's face
it. You're not the HOA.
Yeah, but I'm the one that makes the rules around here, so.
No, you don't make the rules around here.
Look, quit being a cheapskate. It's only $40.
I'm not being a cheapskate. You are forcing somebody to come on my property just by a telephone call.
Although,
now, just get it off your chest, Cody.
Although,
I appreciate where
CK, listen to me. If you want a tip, that's fine.
But you have to listen to me.
Well, I'm going to be adding this to your HOA due anyway, so.
You do not own this piece of property, Cody.
I didn't.
And you're asking me to have somebody come on and clean up. And I'd love to have somebody come on and do it. But I'm not going to have him do it tomorrow because of you calling.
Well,
I have my own people that I can
call. Shut up and let me talk for a second? Jeez. I'm not asking. I'm telling, okay? He's going to be there tomorrow at about noon. It's just going to be $40.
You're not telling me anything because
if he's on
the property, I can have him arrested, okay?
Oh, no, he's here.
Now, you're
has my permission.
The nitty-gritty of who owns what here,
He has my permission. He has my permission.
Pardon?
So he has my permission, so you can't have him arrested.
He doesn't have...
He's fully authorized. He's going to have his name tag on him.
If he steps... Look, Cody, I'm not going to sit here and argue with you.
Oh, yes, you are. Yes, you are. You're staying on this phone with me all night until we resolve this.
People can get on my piece of property for easements. He cannot get on my property because you say so, Cody. That is not true.
Well,
the only easements on this property are for certain telephone lines and any easements that are... granted at the front of the between the house and the roadway. So
yeah, blah blah blah. Anyways, he's going to have a uniform.
Kick him off. I will personally escort him off.
No, you will not. Okay? You will not. You can't threaten him like that. He knows karate.
Are you threatening now?
No, you threatened him. You said you would kick him.
I am threatening only from a legal standpoint.
No, I'm just saying like he can
has
defend
no
himself.
Being on his property.
He can defend himself. You know, you don't want to mess with him.
I don't want to mess with anybody. But I can call the sheriff's office. I will get this person removed.
Listen to me.
I am not listening to you, Cody.
I'm giving him permission.
Listen to me very, very carefully.
Listen,
you're getting my ire up. I do not want him on my property. End of discussion.
CK.
You got that now? I've been very fair with you. You've been trying to force it down my throat. Get him out of here. Do not have him stop by tomorrow. I will defend my property to its fullest. Okay? Now you understand where I'm talking about now? You've got me pissed off.
Okay,
now, don't get me pissed off anymore. I am a gun owner, and you get me pissed. I don't give a shit if he knows karate or what. Now you're threatening me. I can threaten back.
No, I didn't threaten you.
Get him off my property. Don't you even think about it.
See. Oh, hello, CK?
One more call.
Hey, CK.
And I'm going to have an injunction against you.
CK.
Cody, get out of it.
I just want to apologize. Let me just apologize.
No, you don't have to apologize. I understand where you're coming from, Cody. I sympathize with what's going on.
No, I know, but you're getting all worked up, and I just wanted to...
very simple about it, and then you started threatening me with karate.
No, 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 I didn't threaten you. I just said he was going to defend himself.
Just forget about it.
Listen,
I appreciate your apology.
CK, I just wanted to let you know when he's there tomorrow, after he's done cleaning up, I gave him permission to use your shower.
Who the hell are you anyway, Cody?
This is Cody. You just said my name. That's silly. No, I just, you know, like after he, you know, because he sweats a lot.
This is a prank call. This is a prank call, Cody.
Yeah, it's a prank call. I'm just fucking with you, man. Just relax. You're getting all worked up.
Yeah, well, yeah. You're fine. Just go put it where the sun doesn't shine, Cody, okay?
Put what?
I'll talk to you later.
Are you still going to shoot me? Thanks again to Jeremy I for helping me ignore him and dedicate this Bonersode to Simplex. And as always, thanks so much to all of you for your support. I'll sure need it after that one guy shoots me and then that other guy has me arrested. Speaking of, stick around after the closing song. There's always a secret clip at the very end of every show, and this one is actually kind of worth waiting for.
As soon as you're born, they make you feel small by giving you no time instead of it all. Till the pain is so big you feel nothing at all. A working class hero is something to be. Working class hero is something to be. They hurt you at home and they hit you at school. They hate you if you're clever and they despise a fool. Till you're so fucking crazy you can't follow their rules. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. When they've tortured and scared you for 20 odd years, then they expect you to pick a career. When you can't really function, you're so full of fear. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. Keep you doped with religion and sex and TV. And you think you're so clever and classless and free, but you're still fucking peasants as far as I can see. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. There's room at the top, they are telling you still. But first you must learn how to smile as you kill. If you want to be like the folks on the hill. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. If you want to be a hero, well, just follow me. If you want to be a hero, well, just follow me.
Hi, Gina. This is Marcia. I'm calling because we received a call from someone named Richard. It shows up on our phone as...
Hey, Troy? Sorry. Troy?
But he says he's sending his unemployed son over here around in the afternoon...
Troy.
...over the weekend to work on our house, and that we said we didn't have any work and we weren't going to be here, and he said, well, you might as well find something for them to do. You're just flushing the money down the drain. Mm-hmm. My husband said we don't want anyone.
Hey, Troy?
I haven't agreed to anything. Like... the charge on your next bill, and he started using profanity with him. So please give me a call when you get this. I know Sherry Bartlett already talked to you, but please give me a call. We're going to call the sheriff's department about it.
Troy, it's just a prank call. You don't need to call the police. I don't even live there. I don't live in the neighborhood or even in your state.
Sheriff's office?
Hello, this is Troy. Once again, we're just saying, so we never answer our house phone, but my wife just did because it was a number. So we got some whack job calling here, and she handed the phone to me. His name is, on his phone it says John, what's the last
name? But he says his name is Richard.
But he says his name is Richard, but on the phone ID it says John. But he says that he is sending his unemployed son to our home, and by the way, our neighbors are getting the same call, to our home this weekend to do some work, and it'll be added to our homeowners association dues. And I said, well, we're going to be in Dallas tomorrow for a week, so we're not going to be here, so we won't have any work for him. And then he got aggressive and said it was going to be on there anyway. And then he used a lot of profanity, called me an MF, and all kind of other weird stuff.
Now, I called you a motherfucker.
Cell phone. I guess he has a directory.
And my cell phone.
And then he called Marcia, my wife's cell phone. Then our neighbors, Tom and Sherry, that he's called them and been abusive to them also. So I guess somebody is calling the resident using our directory, cussing us and, you know, saying that they're going to come over and do some work at our house, and it was going to be on our homeowner's bill, which is not, you know, that's not where that's going to happen. So he told me to get my MF head out of the sand. And
wait, I didn't say that.
Hey, dude, if you show up to my house, you have no idea what's going to happen to you. And I'm retired from the Department of Public Safety. I've been in the FBI Academy.
Here we go.
15 years. So, he don't really want to show up at my house.
I never said I was going to show up at your house.
And, so what can we do about people harassing you?
I don't know what we can do about this, but I just wanted to report it.
Hello, Marcia?
Hey, honey, can you pull up the phone over here?
Yeah.
Troy?
I told him I was going to call the police. In fact, I think he just heard me tell you all this.
Yeah, I sure did. Troy?
Here in my lap.
Oh, I'm in your lap? That's gross. Aw.